Good morning and welcome to Hump Day, Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm sitting near our biblical garden and we've got one of our memorial gardens over my shoulder and you'll hopefully notice the beautiful flowers this morning. And it seemed appropriate during this season of Easter that we'd be able to reflect upon not only the remembering of those who have passed, but the beauty that comes from resurrection, from life after death, as these flowers here attest to. This morning, I wanted to talk a little bit about the end of Luke's gospel. This past Sunday, in other churches, not ours, but in churches doing the Revised Common Lectionary, they read the story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And as it turns out, that was also the text during my dad's memorial service last week. And I was thinking about that story during the season of Easter and thinking about how in that story in Luke chapter 24, these two disciples are leaving Jerusalem. It's after the crucifixion and they have not yet heard the good news of the resurrection. Jesus has been crucified, laid in a tomb, and they have not yet heard that he has been raised from the dead. And they're on their way home. They're talking about all that has transpired. They're met by a man on the road who they don't realize is Jesus. And they share with Jesus what has happened. And they're on the road. And even in amidst their words, even as they were talking about Jesus, they don't realize that they're talking with Jesus. The words don't make sense to them at that point. And it's not until they get to the end of that day's journey where they find lodging and Jesus joins them for a meal. And then when Jesus breaks the bread and offers it to them, just like the meal that Jesus had shared with the disciples on the night of his arrest prior to his crucifixion, in the breaking of the bread, the disciples came to realize who Jesus was, and the person, this man they were talking to, was in fact Jesus, whom they knew but didn't recognize. We recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Sure, we can recognize him in the words that are said, the words that we read, the words that are preached. But ultimately, it's in the breaking of the bread. It's in hospitality. I'm sitting at a table now to demonstrate the hospitality that we enjoy, that where God is shared one with another, where Jesus is revealed, the good news of God's love for each and every one of us. We gather at the Lord's table for communion, for the Lord's Supper. We gather around other tables, and there Jesus is shared as we extend hospitality to one another, as we share love, as we are generous and kind and welcoming to others. Sure, we can at times recognize Jesus through the word, 100%. But maybe Jesus is most easily recognized through those acts of hospitality, through loving our neighbor, through serving people in need. Hospitality, it makes me think of the word hospital, where we go to be healed, to be restored back to life. And in hospitality, Jesus' love is revealed one to another. As the weather has gotten better and it's not too hot yet to be outdoors, maybe you can think about some ways to extend hospitality, a warm welcome to a neighbor, to someone you encounter who's in need, that you might invite them to dine with you, to sit at table with you, that you might break bread together, that the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord might be revealed in that simple act, that simple life-giving act of breaking bread and taking in sustenance with one another. Those are my thoughts for this week. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday for another Hump Day Hallelujah. And if your time and schedule allows, I invite you to join us either online or in person for worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Take care.